All right, here we are again.
We're back.
Setting up this episode of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast. I am Dr. Brady. Joined with me is Lowell.
Lowell George live in the Sweat Lodge.
You caught up on Loki?
Yes, I am, sir.
Let's talk about this.
Yes.
Let's get through this. Spoiler alerts.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert. If you haven't watched it by now, it came out on Wednesday. This is going to come out the opposing Friday, so there'll be another episode, the last episode of this season.
Okay, so
happened 2 days ago.
So who's created the TVA?
Kang.
Okay.
I think it's Kang.
Ooh, Kang's been rumored.
Yeah, Kang's been rumored. Not only that, but there's a lot of things that are kind of... I kind of assumed after Thanos he was going to be the next big baddie.
He's a baddie.
When they started bringing the Collector in, they started bringing a lot of people from, you know, the Kang universe.
Yeah.
Comic nerd alert, by the way.
Yeah. And Kang was involved heavily in the Infinity Gauntlet story and was not... Him and Dr. Doom were on a team together, and they were both basically trying to betray each other because they're both like nefarious, you know, epic villains, right? Isn't it so sad that Fantastic Four, like, isn't even... It's so sad.
Or X-Men. I mean, X-Men isn't part of the MCU.
Right.
I mean,
there's been, like, bastardized.
Well, they got Sony, you know, like, Sony got them first, I guess.
Side note. Dr. Pepper cream soda zero sugar is the best soda. Just want to throw that out there. We're not sponsored. We should be, but we're not.
Think about it. Think about it, Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... we leave our friend Loki, which basically Loki's in love with himself, right?
Well, that's par for the course for Loki.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So there's that little weird thing going on.
Curiosity.
So they vanquish this enemy, and they're standing, and they're going to some kind of mansion, and you think it might be Kang there.
I think it might be Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror. That's interesting. Okay, so I'm still thinking possibly Mephisto.
But
he's created some kind of hell for somebody.
I thought that Mephisto was going to be in WandaVision, too.
Yeah, I did, too. They went with Agatha Harkness.
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah, that's her name.
Who's a real side note character.
But they do that. They take side note characters.
Like Agaloth was the name of the monster, and who's a lot more imposing in the comic books than he was in that. He would not have been that easily defeated in the comic books.
Got enchanted.
It would have taken more than demigods to wreck him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you're grazing over the best part of that whole thing when Richard Grant plays old man Loki, like classic Loki, and he basically manifests Asgard to distract Azeloth to and then his last lines were just amazing.
Yeah, he was
glorious purpose.
Glorious purpose. Yeah. Glorious purpose.
He was my favorite part of that whole series so far.
That was great.
Alligator Loki's pretty
good. Alligator Loki was pretty decent.
Did you check out the Frog Thor? Did you see the Frog Thor?
No.
Next to the Mjolnir, laying in the thing, is a glass jar with a little Frog Thor trying to get.
Yeah, I did see that. That was great. That was fantastic.
Eggs were, oh, did you? The Easter eggs in that episode were insane. Did you see the Thanos copter?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Is that from the comics?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that's from.
That's from the comics. And I can't remember what it was, but
Thanos owns a helicopter company?
No, he was in a helicopter, and it was the Thanos copter.
Oh.
It was some little thing that they did very briefly, but it's lived on in infamy because it's absolutely ridiculous. Why would Thanos ride around in a thing that, you know, doesn't actually fly? The Earth rejects it.
Right.
That's what my dad says about helicopters. They don't actually fly. The Earth rejects them.
That's right. That's right. Interesting. Well, I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I did see Black Widow while I was in Texas.
I have not seen Black Widow yet.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to check it out, obviously.
There's nothing groundbreaking as far as advancing the MCU.
Well, isn't it
takes place after Civil War.
And then right in between Civil War and
so Infinity the end of Civil War, who'd they arrest? They arrest the Falcon. Ant-Man.
And
who else is in the prison with them?
Oh, it was Falcon, Ant-Man, and
not Winter Soldier, because he goes to Wakanda.
Yeah.
And Captain America shows up to rescue them.
I can't remember who
that was. The end scene. That was the end scene, is that there's like this guy in the dark, shadow figure in the dark.
Yeah, he comes out and he's got the beard and looking all scruff.
I think, did he have a beard? Anyway, he comes and saves them and breaks them out, right? You don't see that, but that's what he does. So after the ending of Civil War, but before Endgame is where this takes place, because Black Widow was also on the run and wanted for her violation of the Sokovia Accords. So, the Black Widow movie.
Not to mention, like, doing the data dump from Civil War, where she dumps, like, all the S.H.I.E.L.D. data on the internet.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I think they wanted her more for that than violating the Sokovia Accord.
Yeah, so they're chasing her, and she's chased. There's, it's all about Black Widow's family. It's a really good storyline, actually. I liked it a lot. And then it has the Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
Which goes by the Red Guardian, but he's really funny.
Didn't he do Hellboy, too? He was Hellboy.
Was he Hellboy?
He was Hellboy in the new Hellboy movie, which I actually thought was excellent.
I haven't seen the new one.
It was pretty good,
I saw
good,
the old
man.
One with Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah. I actually watched that last night.
That's great.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Ron Perlman's awesome.
Anyways, I had this weird thing happen. So I was in Texas. We're going to talk about that in a second. Anyways, that's enough about Loki, right?
I could talk all night about
We're just
Loki.
Happy about where Loki's going.
Yes, I look every Wednesday. I very much look forward to
watching
it.
I love these series that they come up with, because Falcon Winter Soldier was great. WandaVision was great.
I didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier so much, just mainly because I'm not into the pedestrian Avengers.
It got a little woke, too.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind that. Loki got a little woke, too.
Loki got a little woke, but
there
was a little bit of like Antifa-like type stuff with Falcon and Winter Soldier, I thought.
Dean Cain was going off about some of the new Captain America comic books about that kind of same thing.
Because isn't Captain America, like, trans now or something?
I'm not sure.
Or gay?
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know exactly the facts either, but I know people are, like, upset.
Well, I know that Marvel Comics has always kind of had a very much, like, a reflection of what's going on in society in it.
Almost all these characters have, like, a female counter. Like sometimes, like, Thor's female. Sometimes, Captain America has been female.
Call her Thur.
Yeah. Thur. That's her pronoun. Yeah. Anyways, what do I know? Okay, so I was in Texas. I went to Austin, Texas for what's called the Bulletproof Dental Practice Summit.
Smiles.
Ooh.
La la.
That feels nice. That feels really nice.
I was singing yesterday a lot, so now I've got that deep ooh la la.
So I think I've mentioned these guys before, and they've been on the podcast too. Peter Bolden and Craig Spodek. They're awesome. They're fantastic. They run a tight ship, and they pack in 2 days of pretty sweet material. So I knew the material was going to be good. I also was there to kind of take advantage of the sponsors that are there for them and say, maybe you'd like to sponsor other things that are awesome, like the Halo Dental Network. And then we got some takers, so I got some good contacts from that. So that'll be awesome. But I noticed some things about Texas. Number one, the barbecue is different in a good way. Like, found two like hole-in-the-wall barbecue places that were fantastic, like phenomenal barbecue.
The grimier it looks, usually the better it is.
Right, yeah, I noticed that. Like, their like brisket is just like...
Oh, Texas takes their barbecue very seriously. It's like
we don't have a lot of barbecue like that here.
Come to my house for a barbecue, buddy.
But it's there everywhere. Like, everywhere's the barbecue place. Everywhere. So that was interesting. Also, I noticed they don't have Diet Coke. They're very much Dr. Pepper and Pepsi people. Airports, restaurants.
They also have Big Red on the fountain a lot.
Yeah, Mountain Dews, like different types of Mountain Dews also. Big Red was there. Yeah, Big Red was on the fountain machine.
I know. I absolutely love Big Red.
So was Hawaiian Punch. That was not. I know.
Oh, Grant's great.
That was.
Speaking my language now, man.
Yeah. That was odd for me to see. Hawaiian Punch on the fountain?
So good.
Man. So I enjoyed. That's where I went. So the last day I went and saw. So I was stuck in, like, I didn't, like, experience Austin. I, like, was in a, like, this resort where the conference was taking place.
Well, you're on a convention. I mean, that's a pretty busy day. That eats up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, they bring in some great guests. great speakers, and they themselves are, you know, wealths of knowledge as well. It's one of the only actual dental podcasts that I actually listen to for the purpose of, like, learning things.
Like the Bulletproof Dental Podcast?
Yeah.
I've actually listened to that a few times, too, just on my own.
Yeah.
Not because I had to.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't make you do that.
Maybe I'm just saying.
I can see myself giving you assignments
like that. You've never done that. You're not that kind of dude. But, like, insight into what we do through others is an important part of my job. So.
Yeah, and they do great. So it was fun to just, like, sit and absorb good content that I could benefit from. They had, like, you know, like 300-something people there, which is way more people than I thought they'd have there. But they had this whole, like, thing, like, people, they encourage all the dentists to, like, bring their staff, like, bring their hygienists, bring their office managers, bring your dental assistants, and they have, like, breakaway little moments where, like, they have their superstar hygienists go in and, like, tell other people how to be superstars.
They build them back better.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I didn't bring any of my staff or anything like that. But, again, my purpose was more just absorb really solid content and I want to see how the summits are done because I hope Halo can do summits someday. I think that's kind of...
I think it's going to be a little sooner than someday.
That's a vision.
I think it's going to be like that's a vision. Soon. But.
That's a lot of work, man.
This whole thing's a lot of work, but it's great. It's awesome, and it actually doesn't feel that way, which is the best part of it.
Well, here's the skinny on this, dude, is that this other... So I met up with a buddy of mine, Blake McClellan, who is awesome. And he, for a long time, did a podcast with another buddy of mine named Shane McElroy called the All In Podcast. There's a very popular All In Podcast with, what's his name, Chamath Prahalapalapita, the guy who was, like, on Facebook, the Facebook guy. But it's not that All In Podcast. It's a different All In Podcast. Anyway, this dude's super, Blake is super smart, and so is Shane. They're great. And I was talking with Blake a lot. We went to dinner two nights in a row together. And he does a lot of work with implant companies. He's like, man, you just got to speak their language. They, like, the only language some of these companies speak is, like, conferences. Like, that's how they deploy their money is, like, what conferences are happening, where the dentist, and that makes sense, where the dentist congregating, let's pay some money to have a booth there, right? So they pay tons of money to have booths. So the idea is, could Halo at some point potentially put, you know, 200, 300 dentists in the same room? I think we definitely could.
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Yeah. Like to see if we can get, I was hoping to get John McAfee to come speak at the event. Still might be able to.
Yeah, we could get, like, the digital recreation.
Yeah.
The life model decoy of John McAfee.
Right. He's still alive. So it would be a big deal, actually.
I really think was in that jail cell was the life model decoy of John McAfee.
Some android.
Because he could afford it.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
And I think he was on Twitter saying, like, he has nothing and, like, he's, like, he, like, spent all his crypto or lost all his crypto and didn't have any. I think he was lying, dude. I think he had so much. He's a smart dude with, at some point in his life, unlimited means.
But cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. And he lived off the grid. Like, the thing is, like, how are you making money then? Because he's just, like, on the run for years. Anyways, side note, we're going to get him to speak at the first Halo conference.
One way or the other.
Dead John McAfee.
If I got to, like, meat puppet him, we're going to have it happen, dude.
If I could get a message to him, I would say this is the least likely place for someone to want to try to find you. A dental conference? Come on, dude. You're safe. So, anyways, super fun time in Austin. Met some cool people. Really excited about that. What else did I notice about Texas? Everyone drives fast on the freeways.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fast, it's a high speed chase on the freeway.
Most of them are like these big, wide open, long stretches. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the speed limit's like 70, but everyone goes 85. Everyone. That was interesting. The no Diet Coke thing, that was also interesting. Oh, I had an experience. Check this out. So I wake up the first morning to go to the event, right?
Mm-hmm.
The morning of. It's like a 7 o'clock breakfast. I get there at 7:30, you know, fashionably late, that kind of thing. So
that's your MO.
Right. I don't show up right on time like some dork, dude. So they have a little, like, store, like, in the hotel lobby, like a little, like, knick-knack store. It has, like, little breakfast pastries.
Little bodega.
Yeah. And I go to the soda, and they are all out of, they don't have any diet soda at all. Like not diet Pepsi, nothing. So I'm like, crap. And I was like, oh, there's a vending machine by my room. So I walk all the way back to my room, which is kind of a little bit of a jaunt. I look at the vending machine, I swipe my card, hitting the Diet Pepsi, which is already offensive to me because I am a Diet Coke man. It's like, come on. But I'm like, whatever, I need something. So, and then of course I can't drink coffee because,
Jesus,
because of hellfire and brimstone that will immediately, come after that. So, yes, for religious reasons, I don't drink
for Jesus.
So we should get out. People are going to be like, what the hell? Talk about that. Not talking about that. It's a different podcast. You can join me on my other podcast, Mormon Sex Stories, where I talk
about it. I thought it was Mormon Sex Advice.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it's Mormon Sex Advice.
Sorry, I get confused.
The tagline is...
That's my third podcast.
The tagline is don't.
That's right. Don't do it. Don't freaking do it. Okay, so... I'm just looking for a diet. So I'm looking for my fix.
Requesting. Dude.
And I'm getting more and more anxious. And I feel a little bit like a tweaker. Like I'm just like scratching my skin. Like where am I going to get this?
You're getting antsy.
So the vending machine's out. So I'm like, crap. So I go to the hotel lobby, the person at the lobby. I'm like, I know this is going to sound weird. I'm looking for a diet soda somewhere in the building. And the store over there is out. And the vending machine I just checked is also out. Is there a place where you know that there is going to be a diet soda? And they're like, yeah, you go to the restaurant. It's like, the restaurant's closed. It's too early in the morning. Restaurant's not like, all the doors are locked in the restaurant and like no one's in there. Lights are all off. Like, well, there's a second restaurant. I was like, oh, tell me about this. So they go to the second restaurant. They send me over there. And I talk to this little hostess girl who like just sits there at this table where you go to be seated. And I'm like, hi. This is going to sound weird, but can I just get a to-go cup with Diet Coke? And she's like, we only have Pepsi. I'm like, oh, fine, whatever. I'll take Diet Pepsi. And so she's like, you just want, that's all you want? I'm like, yeah, I know this is weird because you'd be like, you just go buy it at the store, but everywhere in the whole hotel is out. And full confession, I'm an addict and I need this. Otherwise, I can't function. I'm going to have to leave the hotel to go to a gas station. And I'm fine with that. But that's all I'd check here first. She's like, yeah, no problem. So she gets it to me and she gives me the Diet Pepsi. But I've never felt more like a drug addict.
I know why the hotel is probably out of diet soda.
Why?
Because it's a dental conference.
Well, they're all drinking coffee.
Oh, I thought.
You think there's too many Mormons?
Yep.
I don't know that there are any other. I didn't know any other Mormons there.
I've just known a lot of dentists.
And I feel like I have a kinship where, like, we have our Mormon radar.
You have, like, yeah, your radar.
Like, ding, 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 ding. Mormon, what's up? And then I'm an edgier Mormon, you know.
Yeah, you are edgier.
I'm an edgy Mormon.
Hipster Mormon.
Yeah. A hipster Mormon. Yeah. I'm not like other Mormons. I'm a cool Mormon. All Mormons are cool. That's a fact. So, here's the other thing. This hotel had a driveway that was 4 miles long.
Wow.
4 miles.
Like a resort?
Yeah, and it's windy. It's a resort. Like back, it's secluded. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It's called the Hyatt Los Pines is what it was called, I believe. You can look it up. It's awesome. They have like some water resort little thing part of it. Awesome facilities. They have a lake that's loaded with fish. Like they'll give you a fishing pole and you can go
awesome.
Out. And fish, it's all catch.
They know how to do it in Texas,
right? It's all catch and release. Like you have to like agree to that. You're not taking fish out, but they stock it in this little pond, and you should go fish if you want. That's awesome. And then there's horses and bulls and steer and like all kinds of like animals all over the place. It was great, but 4 mile driveway. So it's like leaving the resort isn't as easy as just
it's an undertaking,
right? It's like literally like anywhere I went. It'd be like a 20-minute drive, but like 8 minutes of that is the driveway. It literally takes that long to navigate this driveway to get out of the dang place to begin with. So that was a little annoying, but, you know. Anyways, okay, that's enough of that. What else we got?
What, you're done with Texas already? Man, you are just cutting.
Well, you know, I didn't. I was at a resort. It's not like, I mean, that could have resort. You could have dropped me out of an airplane and told me I was in Virginia.
Did you get to ride the horses?
No, you could have, but I was in a conference all day long.
What about riding the bulls?
They bring the bulls out.
Oh, you can't.
There was one moment they brought the bulls out, and you could take a picture with them. And they had beer donkeys too.
Oh wow!
They have donkeys that have these little shawls that have beers in them, and they just walked around, and people could get beers.
That's amazing. That reminds me of my childhood.
You had beer donkeys in your childhood?
No, my dad would always go. He's like, "Hey, Lowell, how old are you?" And I'd be like, "Or no, he'd be like, hey, Lowell, what grade are you in?" And I'd be like, kindergarten, Dad." And he'd be like, "Don't waste all that hard-earned education and go get me a beer." It's the reason I could open beers with one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
That took a dark turn.
Dear old Dad.
Dear old Dad.
Yeah, I mean, so like Texas, I would have loved to have spent some more time. I like the names of the streets. One was called, what was it called? Capital of Texas Highway. One was called the Spirit of Texas Highway. I thought that was kind of cool. They love pecans.
Mm-hmm.
They love their pecans there.
See them everywhere.
24-hour vending machine selling pecans.
Because pecans are rad.
I mean, I'm unfamiliar with, I mean, I've eaten pecans.
What about pecan pie?
Right. I'll gobble that up. No problem.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll eat the whole thing.
But I just didn't, 24-hour vending machines, like with neon lights being lit up on the highway, like really going after it marketing-wise to get you to come and buy their pecans. I just thought that was like, oh, that's aggressive. They're aggressively marketing their pecans to me.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then there was one place that had like a 20-foot tall squirrel statue outside their place.
I thought you were talking like a real one. I was like, dang.
No.
They really do go big in Texas, don't they?
They didn't. Anyway, the place we were at had like all these horse trails. Like you could see like families that would go and like get the horses and they'd go take them on little rides and stuff.
I had horses growing up. That was always a lot of fun.
Horses are really cool. There's a cool ranch called, I forget what the ranch is called. But you can take the kids out there. It's local to us.
Right down the street from my house, there's a bunch of horse ranches.
Yeah.
And like right down the street.
Let you ride them. It's some girls resort ranch, Rocket Ranch, Ready Ranch. I can't remember.
I was curious, like a while ago, you had told me about this little Germantown place.
Leavenworth.
In Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
You should.
Yeah, me and my wife have been itching to do something. So.
Oh, dude, you would love it, man. Leavenworth is a Bavarian town.
Ooh, Bavarian.
It's like old German.
Nice.
Like all the words have E on the end.
I love German
like
stuff.
Like old with an E.
German stuff is the best.
Yeah. Even the McDonald's in Leavenworth is this weird like handwriting, like weird font that they use.
I love it.
And it's all this old German. It's cool. Now, I'll tell you something else about Leavenworth. There's a hotel there that I stayed at last time called the Post Hotel. It's kind of new, I think, and it's like less than 5 years old, I think. Anyways, I'm not like a spa guy, but I was after going there. Like they have this like pool. It's like an indoor-outdoor thing. Like the pool indoor and outdoors like connects through like this little plexiglass thing you go under. And then they have this like, it goes back into this hallway. And this hallway has like different directions and different doors you can go into. And every door is a different type of like sauna or heat therapy or cold therapy or lavender steam therapy. Or something like that.
Writing it down.
It
sounds awesome.
I mean, Lowell, you could spend hours there and it would feel like minutes. They have cold wells where you can like just wells of cold water. And then they have these like cold chambers. And it's expensive for Leavenworth. But I think it's like $300 or $400 a night. So it's not like terrible, terrible.
Oh, no, we're like, you know, me and my wife haven't been able to actually go out and do anything just because of her work schedule mainly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we were trying to do more of is actually, you know, take time and go do stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, it used to be that we used to work opposing work schedules, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that do that.
Yeah.
Where it's like you and your spouse are like ships that pass in the night. I mean, like, you know, like,
yeah,
you sleep in the same place and that's about it.
Totally.
But now that, you know, I'm kind of freed up, you know, as far as like scheduling wise, I tend to work really early in the morning or really late at night. So
you have some freedom there.
I have the day is free.
Well, you can choose like what hours you want to work and what hours you don't. So that's good.
Yeah, but yeah, we're going to go do some stuff. And I remember you telling me about this little Bavarian town, and I was like, oh, that sounds really awesome. I bet the food is great.
Food is great.
I'm a beer kind of guy, so I bet the beer is insane.
I think you would be very happy there.
Yeah, Bavarian, like, beer is, like, insane.
You would feel like a Viking.
Yeah.
And since you look like a Viking.
I do.
You would fit in very well there.
And if I do recall, Germans drink like they don't want to live. So
that's
right. Like
that's correct. That is correct. Yeah, so I after this spa experience, dude, I was like, oh man, it was the most relaxing day of my life, dude. Like just sitting in these, like then choosing a different one and then going back in the pool and just like I never wanted to leave, man. It was awesome.
I really like beaches too, but tropical beaches. Like my wife.
Now, if you go in the summertime, you can float. There's a river that runs through it, and you can float the river, which is awesome, because the river goes right through the backyard of the Post Hotel. It's right in the middle of. You feel kind of like you're in like the Swiss Alps too, it's got a very mountainous feeling to it, and there's actually some cool like hiking trails if you want to hike up to some cool lakes.
I do like hiking.
There's some really cool, really really cool stuff up there.
Well, Carly, I know you're listening because she listens to all our podcasts.
Woo-hoo.
I think we're going to Leavenworth.
Yeah. So I've been hiking up there since I was a kid. There's in the Wenatchee National Forest. There's these people get pissed at me if I even mention it because it's so insane and people want to keep it a secret. But they're called the Enchantments. And there's this series of like lakes in this alpine wilderness that like you can hike to and camp on and then keep on going. And it's the most beautiful, it's probably the most beautiful area in Washington State. Like, and it's kind of a little bit of a kept secret. But you can start the trail of the Enchantments in this little trailhead that's just right outside Leavenworth, like 8 miles outside Leavenworth. And you can park and you can go hike to this first lake. I forget the name of it. But it's the most beautiful thing. I mean, it's like crazy. And then you have all these passes between mountains, and that's what the next lake's at. So it's really like you're basically just skipping from lake to lake, going over mountain passes. Like you're hiking through the Swiss Alps is what it's like. It's like that.
Well, man, that sounds great. Because when I was growing up, I just remember my entire childhood was filled with magical landscapes. I'm not even kidding.
Right. In Alaska, you would feel like that again. You would feel like you just discovered some like amazing untouched landscapes like that again. Dude, you should do it, man.
Because, I mean, you've climbed mountains before, right?
I have climbed mountains.
You know that feeling you get when you're standing on top of the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
That's the tallest peak around, and you can just look and see that the earth is not flat.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to go crazy.
I don't
want to offend anybody.
That's a podcast right there. But it's that feeling, that majestic kind of just at watch, that majesty just washes over you.
Yeah. Yeah. I highly recommend it. Let's do a secret word.
Yes, let's do a secret word.
Let's do a secret word.
I got a cool one.
What is it?
And in very true Lowell fashion, you're going to have to dig around a little bit for this one.
Lowell gives harder ones, guys.
I do, because Lowell's like the teacher right before lunchtime.
Yeah.
You know, the real hard ass. Actually, it was usually the one that after lunchtime that was worse. But the secret word is, for $500 in free Dr. Brady dentistry.
That's right.
The secret word is the name of the resort that Brady stayed at while he was in Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I did mention it.
You did?
I did.
Because it kind of puzzled me as a puzzling name.
All right. Get digging.
Well, if you listen to the episode, it'll be no problem.
It's only a 30-minute episode. Spending 30 minutes to get yourself $500, that's not a big deal. Remember, you can gift it to someone who needs it. So you can use it yourself, gift it to someone who needs it. We're going to choose the fifth person who emails the place, the resort I stayed at in Austin, Texas this last weekend. Email that to drilledpodcast@gmail.com. The fifth person will be awarded or rewarded. Awarded?
Well, you can sure.
Interchangeable, right? $500 of free dentistry towards whatever you need, whatever you want. It's yours. All for the price of 30 minutes of your life.
I had a fun little game that was on the internet, and I wanted to play it with you before we sign off.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
I like a game.
I did it.
Okay.
And I wanted to see what your answer would be.
Okay.
So, describe what you do for a living badly.
Oh, yeah. So, like, describe what I do for a living
badly.
Badly. I mean, oh, you put me on the spot, dude.
You want me to describe what you do for?
Sure, sure.
Dr. Brady does mouth stuff.
I do mouth stuff.
That was my answer.
I do mouth stuff. Yeah, that's a good bad description of what I do. I'm thinking more like, yeah, poking holes in your mouth bones or something like that. That's where I was going.
Poking holes. Or you could do, butts and seats and hands and mouths.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good description. I'm way better at this game than you are.
Yeah, give me some time. I can come up with some good material.
Next time.
I can come up with good material. All right. That's enough out of us, I think. We've done a good 30-minute
Yeah, I think episode. I will have like one more too before I go on vacation.
Yeah, and I'll find, listen, I can always get some other loser to come on. Some sucker.
L is for loser.
Some sucker to come on and chat with me. I got a few dentists actually. If you look at the beginning of Drilled, I was way more liberal with like just letting dentists come on. Then I realized like there's a lot of dentists I don't like, so I don't want to bring them on. So I'm going to be very careful with the dentists I bring on. Plus, I just like chatting with Lowell. I like the non-dentist perspective.
Yeah.
We know what dentists are going to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolved. Like the Drilled podcast has definitely evolved to some degree.
Yeah.
I know because like, you know, I wasn't always the co-host of it either. It was kind of almost out of necessity that I became so.
Yeah. You know? Like I got no one to talk to.
Yeah.
Will you talk to me? remember when my wife used to do it?
Yeah, I do. And I remember all the trouble we got into.
She was my co-host for episode 29.
Yeah, but she, I like actually really liked listening to those episodes because she's like.
We got lots of compliments on her.
Yeah.
But I actually talked to her. I said, you should come back. Oh, you know what I should do? I should do the one where I threatened a long time ago to interview my mother.
Dude, I would love that episode, dude. That episode would be amazing.
You should be on it with me.
Oh, yeah, I should, because I got questions.
Because you'll ask better questions.
Oh, I got so many. I actually wrote questions up for that already, because yeah. We talked about doing it before, but then COVID, you know, happened.
Well, literally, we were going to do it, and we left a day early because everyone in my family got COVID over Christmas.
Yeah,
so that's where we all got COVID, and so that was a problem, so I didn't do it. But that's when I was gonna. But we should go back and do that, because my mom would be, I think she'd be great to.
One of my podcasts, I did that with my dad.
Yeah?
It didn't go well.
Right. Well.
I think your mom will be a lot better, but my dad's
no, my mom
is super curmudgeon-y when you put a microphone in front of him.
So. My mom, you'll see really quickly like where I get my attention-seeking part of my brain is from my mom. My mom is not going to be shy on a microphone.
That's amazing.
She'll be okay. She'll be good. She'll want to talk.
And I got questions. I want to talk to her.
Let's get Mama Smith.
Mama Smith.
Mama Smith's coming.
Can I call her that?
She goes by Nani.
Can I still call her Nani?
So
Smith?
So I have 28 nieces and nephews. I think now I have 7 siblings.
It's a small Mormon family.
Small Mormon family. Just a small, humble, quaint Mormon family. And she's from Florida. And so Southern tradition is like they have like all kinds of names for like Nana.
I call my grandparents Nana and Papa.
Nana, Nana, Papa. So she and my dad are Nani and Papa. And so all the grandkids call her Nani.
In my mom's family, you called Grandpa Big Papa.
Yeah. So everyone can kind of be like, this is like, you know, if you become a grandpa or grandma, you can decide what you want to be called, whatever. Call you whatever you want. So she went with Nani. So Nani Smith is her name on Facebook.
Call me Snake.
She always comments when we do our playlist that my band plays live on our streaming. She'll always so my band knows her as, is Nani Smith listening? Is Nani Smith coming on?
I usually hop on those things too when they pop on.
By the way, my band is playing for the first time in a year and a half.
I'll be there.
I appreciate that. If you are in the Vancouver or Portland area and you want to come watch my band play, we are playing at a Beer at a Time in downtown Camas. That's what it's called. The place is called A Beer at a Time. And we are playing from 7 to 10 o'clock. We're going to play 3 hours, dude.
My band might show up, too.
Dude, it should. I think I know your whole band.
You don't know my drummer.
I know your bass player.
You know my bass player.
Yeah.
He's a very large man.
Yeah. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's one of my favorite people. He's just a good guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah,
He's a little bit of an ogre, and I think he lives under a bridge, but that's fine.
You know?
Don't get him in sunlight. It'll turn
stone. Ogres need homes, too. All right, let's wrap this up. Come see us at A Beer at a Time if you want to see some cool live music. We are actually not terrible. So that's actually the most common thing people say to us is, you guys aren't bad. Which is like...
You should advertise it like, we're not terrible.
Yeah. New York Times has stated, not completely worthless. okay. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Make sure to, just
do the things. Like and subscribe.
Follow us and keep doing that.
Go to our YouTube page or Halo YouTube page and throw us a sub, man. We would really appreciate
it. Right now is a good time because we are going to do another giveaway on the Halo.
Yes, we are.
Over the Halo Dental Instagram. If Halo YouTube can get to 1,000 subscribers.
And just be sure to hit that little bell notification icon, too.
And we got a bunch today.
Yeah, I know. I watch it all day long.
Yeah, so I think we're at like 40, and now we're at like 90.
Yeah, just hop on there and like...
That's no small thing to get 50 people to go subscribe.
No, that's not.
So it's like
hit the bell notification icon to know when new content's coming out, because we drop new content on the regs.
Yeah, and it's they're good pick you up. Hit you in the feels. All right. I'm trying to think of anything else. No. All right. That's it, guys.
See you.
Go watch Loki.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come back and we'll turn this podcast is going to slowly convert into just a book club.
One of the podcasts I listen to on a regular is called Friends from Work.
Yeah.
And it's like the premier unofficial Marvel podcast.
Mm.
It's awesome.
We just talk about Marvel stuff?
Yeah, Friends from Work.
Friends from Work. All right. Check that out. Okay, guys, see you later. Come join us next week. Bye.